Can start to talk about your agenda item because we got 18 now.
We have 18. Okay, I actually wanted to pose a question before we move to item 5. I was wondering if we could skip to item 6 first because I feel like it gives more context for the non-motorized transportation plan status report.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, awesome.
And I think the only person we're missing, if we did have 19, is Jim from the East Coast Greenway.
Okay.
So I think we can start talking about the bicycle and pedestrian facility study. And if he's able to join us again, then I can catch him up if needed.
Okay, awesome. So this is very happy news. The bicycle and pedestrian facility study has been approved for funding by the for PL funds. So super, super awesome. So now the real work begins where we have to create a detailed scope and RFP for the bike and pedestrian facility study. So we basically have to nail out the details of what this study should be looking at and what the results of the study should be. And so this will involve the bike and pedestrian advisory committee. So in addition to the non-motorized transportation plan that we envisioned the bike and pedestrian committee to be working on, this is also something that falls under the umbrella of the bike and pedestrian advisory committee. So we definitely need people's advice and their expertise and their input in this process, and that includes the RFP. So that being said, let's move into the draft RFP that we have started on. And the most important section, I would say, is the task section. So, what will this project involve? So, I drafted 10 draft tasks that this facility study will include. And then I also included the scope. So, this scope is just from the original application. So we have task one, which is project management and coordination. Task two is public involvement and outreach. Task three is literature review and data inventory of bicycle and pedestrian facilities. Task four is update bicycle and pedestrian facilities and inventory information. Task five is an assessment of our bicycle and pedestrian facilities and their condition. Task six is facility connectivity assessment. Task seven is safety analysis. Task eight is future tracking, database method and/or application. Task nine is recommendations. So identifying the improvements, strategies, and solutions based on the results of the study. And then task 10 is that final report and documentation of the information from each task. So this is just kind of a rough draft of some of the work that will be going on within the study. So I guess the input that I need from the Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Committee is, should we be adding more? Should we be taking anything away? Is there something that's missing from this? And also to give more context, I think the RFP that will be, we will have to finish it in December. I think that's when we it officially has to be completed. Is that right, Waikota?
That's our hope. We haven't received the official award letter, funding award letter from the GDOT yet.
Okay.
But we did the Georgia PL Funds Review Committee did award the funds to us. So the total cost, the total available funds for us for this study is about $300,000.
Yes.
So if we do get the award letter from GDOT, and we can issue the RFP after the Corn Bureau Board authorization in December. So that's the plan. Before any.
Asia, this is Denise. As far as the in task, I guess the task four,
Yes.
the update bicycle. Well, first question, is the study area the entire MPO area?
Yes.
Okay. So it'd be the portions of Effingham, Bryan, as well as Chatham and all municipalities. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the inventory is just based off of aerial data. Is that correct?
That's the part that I don't think we shouldn't restrict to aerial data.
Okay. Yeah. So we should add more methods to take inventory.
Mm-hmm. So I guess the bigger question is, are you looking to create a comprehensive inventory through this, or are you looking for assessment based on the inventory that's currently available? Because I think those are two very different things.
So I guess there's a bit of both. So just analyzing what actually exists in the area. So what bike and pedestrian facilities do we have throughout the region? And then also the condition of those bike and pedestrian facilities as well.
Okay, you might want to consider some clarity around that, because if you're looking to create an inventory, is it a GIS-based inventory? Is it, you know, field assessment versus, I think it's going to be really difficult to get a comprehensive inventory from aerials.
Yeah.
But I think some additional clarification around that would be really helpful.
Okay, so add additional clarification.
Yeah, and then, you know, the other comment I would make under the inventory for, depending on how that gets fleshed out, I see under task three, you do have the Chatham bus stop inventory study. Certainly would love to have some focused attention around the inventory within close proximity to our schools.
Okay.
I know that we have some of that has been gathered in the past for Title I specifically, but I think if we're able to collect, you know, more detailed data specifically around our schools would be helpful.
Yeah. Awesome. Aisha, mm-hmm. I think under literature review, we shouldn't be specific. We would say that the consultant should conduct a literature review of existing data from the plans that are already undergoing or have been completed, including but not limited to the CAT bus stop inventory study, the existing bike path maps, Cornpio's non-motorized transportation plan, City of Savannah's Vision Zero, Chatham County's Vision Zero, Effingham County's Vision Zero. So you shouldn't restrict this literature review to these three studies listed over here, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And also because there may be additional, we know that there are plans currently being worked on that might be available at least towards the tail end of this process.
Yeah, I think I have that somewhere in the RFP where we want.
Yeah, we kind of talk about like, there's lots of things happening at the same time.
Yeah, where I think it's, I thought I added it somewhere in here about the SS4A plans going on and the Vision Zero plans going on. Oh, here it is. Yeah, Vision Zero efforts, mm-hmm. SS4A efforts, Safe Streets for All. Okay, but so thank you so much for your comments, because in terms of the RFP, I just want to make sure it's as high quality and as accurate as possible in terms of what we're trying to look for in this. So thank you for everyone's comments. I also wanted to say there's also an opportunity for, I guess, a team of people from BPAC, whoever wants to join and kind of work on this RFP and work together also on this facility study in terms of giving their input and their expertise. If anyone would like to lend their time and do that, you can definitely message me, and we can have like representation from the different bike and pedestrian advocates throughout the region, kind of all working on this and ensuring that all these details are nailed out for this RFP. And then also as the study is progressing, you can be a part of that process where we're kind of reviewing that information that's coming from the study. So if you want to join that team, just let me know.
So I suggest that we have a coverage for Chatham County, Bryan County, and Effingham County.
Yeah.
Another thing that is missing in this language over here, Aisha, I think
yes.
it might as well, under each task, list the deliverables.
Okay, list deliverables.
List the expected deliverables. For example, the literature review. So the deliverable would be a technical document in including the findings and then plus already compiled a database of GIS database. And then under task 4, you would have like complete GIS database. So I mean, it might help you to sort out what kind of information we're looking for.
Yes. Okay, I have all these noted and written down, and I'll make sure to work on this between now and December when it has to be accepted or approved by the CORMPO board.
December 18th is the CORMPO board meeting.
December 18th, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And also, I want to talk about, before we move on to the non-motorized transportation plan update, so the study would begin in April 2025. And Waikota, do we know when it's supposed to end?
When we applied for the discretionary PL funds, our start and end date is April 1st, 2025 to March 31st, 2027. So we have 2 years.
Okay, 2 years. Okay. And so I just wanted to keep that in mind because it impacts the non-motorized transportation plan. But if I, before we move on to the non-motorized transportation plan, are there any other questions or comments on this?
Yeah, I have one question. Damon.
Yes.
For task 4,
yes.
I was just thinking that y'all could include under deliverables the core MPO's adopted amendments to bikeways and sidewalks.
Okay. Adopted amendments. All right, I'm noting that. Thank
Would
you
that
for
be
your
under
input.
Recommendations? Why do you want to include it in under task 4? That's just create an inventory.
Oh, wait. Identification.
I would say
yeah,
probably task.
Task 9. Yeah, task 9 would be better.
Well, if we're going to be a little bit more broad and less specific with the tasks, then I can figure out which one to kind of fold what you're talking about into, Damon. Like
okay.
Maybe it would fit in better in maybe task 5. I think it has a place in either task 3, 4, or 5. So we can figure out where to plant it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Do we have mm-hmm. volunteers at this meeting who wants to volunteer to work on this RFP and then for future review of the proposals?
I would be interested in volunteer, but I do have to make sure it is okay with my boss first.
Same.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, guys. All right. Well, if you or anyone you know would like to join in on this process, you can email me or any other CORMPO staff, and you can let us know that you would like to join in.
Asia, maybe we can send out an email to the group at large, just to kind of remind everyone.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Okay. So that's the end of this presentation.
All right. If there are no other questions about the bicycle and pedestrian facility study, or if you have any other comments, you can email them to Asia and she'll get those kind of drafted into the RFP. We can move back to the non-motorized transportation plan update.
Okay, awesome. And so the reason why I wanted to talk about the RFP and the bike and pedestrian facility study is because I wanted to see what we should do in terms of the future of the non-motorized transportation plan, because that's one of the main plans that the Bike and Pedestrian Advisory Committee is supposed to manage and oversee. And so the non-motorized transportation plan was being updated until the 2050 Metropolitan Transportation Plan kind of had to take over. And so progress on the non-motorized transportation plan has since stopped. But now that the 2050 MTP has been adopted, we can start to work on a non-motorized transportation plan again. But now with this facility study, there is an opportunity to use the results of the facility study to update the non-motorized transportation plan. So my question to the group is, should we finalize the plan before the results of the facility study, or should we finalize the plan after the results of the facility study and then use the bike and pedestrian facility study as the base for that update?
Is it what would be the next planned update for the non-motorized plan?
So the non-motorized
Like what
transport,
date?
yeah. So the non-motorized transportation plan doesn't have an update cycle specifically. So it can be, I think, at any point.
Kayla, non-motorized transportation plan is actually one of those that fits into the long-range transportation plan. Because in remember we have a set aside for the non-motorized improvements in the 2050 MTP. So whoever, like if Citibank wants to implement one of those projects included in the non-motorized transportation plan, they can apply to the like Y230 funds or Y301 funds when we conduct the call for projects. So it's always good that we have a project list already included in the non-motorized transportation plan. But if we have more comprehensive update based on this facility study, the next plan, hopefully it can be completed before the 2055 MTP. So the 2050 MTP plan, I think we will continue with probably the set aside policy. So we might have currently we have like 400 projects in the non-motorized transportation plan. By that time, we might have like 500, 600, right? So that will fit into the 2055 plan. So we hope to finish it at least before the 2055.
Okay. So I'm just thinking we do have, there's, potentially still a lot of funding opportunities, and a lot of the projects that we had added to the non-motorized plan were kind of those connecting pieces that would create those larger projects, that would, make sense for our region versus the kind of more piecemeal projects. So I'm wondering, especially because the potential for the facility study is still, 2.5, well, 2 years away and change. It might make sense for us to continue with this non-motorized update with the assumption that following the completion of the bike and pedestrian facility study, we will maybe have reprioritization updates.
Or we can see amendments then.
Yeah. Just because I'd
Yeah.
hate for us to lose out on potential
Opportunities.
funding or opportunities for those projects if they're delayed, 2 to 3 years.
Okay. Is there anyone else that has any other comment or input? Okay, well, hearing none, then I guess we can continue on that progress with the non-motorized transportation plan, even before the facility study has been completed. And then once that facility study has been completed in 2027, then we can just update the non-motorized transportation plan more so with the results of the study.
That's the plan.
All right, well, that sounds good. Okay. Well, that's the end of the non-motorized transportation plan status report in December. I'll try to have more information on where we're at with the non-motorized transportation plan in terms of a presentation of what we have so far and the steps we need to take to finally finalize that plan. So that will be in December. But if there are no other questions or comments, then I am done with this presentation.
Great. And Asia, maybe we could set aside some time and we can kind of work through a timeline of what still needs to be done. And okay, we'll connect outside of the meeting about that.
Awesome.
All right. If there are no other questions about the non-motorized plan, we're moving into notices.
Kayla, before we move on, can we talk about the other business, other public
Oh,
comments or other business? I do want to mention we are trying to set up the calendar for the next year. So the TCC and the CompU board, they have a set of calendars. We know how to schedule their meetings. For the BPAC, we try to develop a calendar for you. I think during the last meeting, we try to gauge some people's input, like when they want a meeting. Seems like you all want Tuesday in the morning, right? So can we just tentatively schedule the meeting on the week of the TCC meeting, but on Tuesday in the morning, 10, just like today? Because we will ask you to adopt a calendar for 2025 in December. So, but we're developing those dates and time. Try to ask everybody's input on that.
That works
Yeah,
for
so
me.
okay.
Yeah, I think that was generally the least confusing time for us to try to meet.
Yeah, from the last meeting, Tuesday seemed like the best for everybody overall.
Okay, so we will put the Tuesday, the week of the TCC, and in the morning,
Okay.
and tentatively for the schedule development. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, so moving on to the notices, the 2024 AMPO conference information.
So the notices, oh, sorry, you're right,
Actually,
go
if
ahead.
you open number 7, Asia, there's a
Yes.
link. No, not that one.
Not this one.
Yeah, this is one of the articles that I received. Yeah. So there's a link over there. If you click on that, you can see all of the presentations that is available from the AMPO conference. Some of these are related to the bike path. So if you're interested, you can just take a look at those.
I'm just doing a scroll through, but this is available on anyone's agenda if they want to look at it. Lots of
Great.
cool stuff in here.
Thank you. Moving on to the next update would be Chatham County's project status update. Pina, did you have anything you wanted to go through on that or any highlights?
For Chatham County.
Yeah.
Hey.
Or if there's somebody else who wants to do it for Chatham County.
I'll speak on it real quick.
Okay.
Right now, most of our projects are in design or in studies, and the only two projects for site walks right now is the Walk Higher Slopes and the US 80. Oh, somebody. Oh, then the other projects, the US 80 sidewalk project on Johnny Mercer Boulevard. That is supposed to start tentatively this year, probably sometime later October or next month. So looking for that to be in construction.
Great,
And
thank you. Any questions for Damon?
Tina, mute your mic.
Okay. All right, moving on to City of Savannah project status update. Harold or Kira?
Hey, sorry.
That's okay.
So no, for transportation, right now we're still moving as steadily as we can with our traffic calming processes and getting some speed tables installed. The most recent that we've been looking at is the WAR information for Safe Streets for All for the 37th Street corridor. More information is still forthcoming on that. Still have to kind of get everybody wrapped around the topics and issues on that, get everybody at the table. But other than that, just repairing sidewalks and trying to get back from storm recovery. And if there's any other projects that that I may be missing, I'll make sure to share that with the group as well via email.
Great, thanks. Is there anyone on from the airport?
I don't believe so. I don't believe we have airport.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to review the status update, it's included in the agenda, Chatham Area Transit.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay, so not going to go through the entire update document, but just some things to note for the paratransit maintenance facility. The site selection process has been finalized, yay, and community outreach as well. And AFCOM is currently conducting our traffic studies for that project. And also for the electric bus replacement, we have been awarded the FY21 low emission low sorry excuse me no emission award to purchase our six electric buses, replacement buses. So those are the main changes that we have to our project status.
Great, thank you. I don't believe we have anyone from LATS or SCDOT on. And do we have anyone from GDOT?
Yes, Connor on or
Don't look like it. So, project updates for both of those agencies are in the agenda, and they should. Or at least some of them should be on the TCC on Thursday. So if you do want to hear a live update, you can tune in to the meeting Thursday afternoon. And with that, I believe that is everything on our agenda for today. Are there any other questions for Core MPO
Yes.
staff or anything else you want to bring up?
Well, I have a question for you, Kayla, because I know Justin, he's going part-time with Georgia Bikes. And so I wanted to know if he would still be participating with the BPAC.
Let's talk with him. I think he's doing more kind of ad hoc education classes versus
Yeah.
longer planning, but we can connect with him and with Grace, who is Georgia Bikes' planning director. So I'll send an
Okay.
email thread out.
Okay.
Kayla, I also have a question. All of these reports that are attached to the notices, they are more focused on the highway projects. And so those are more tailored to the TCC, but seems like you want like Chatham County, Savannah, Effingham, Bryan, I mean Coastal Georgia, Greenway, to give their own agency reports. So should we include under agency reports, should we start to include those agency names, at least they give a verbal report?
Yeah, I think that would make sense. That also gets us into a good pattern leading into the facility study project, because our goal is to try and get more of a focus on those specific municipality and agency projects.
Yeah, because I mean the reports and the notices are more focused on highway side of things. So we can start to list the municipalities or so each can report on bike path activities in their communities so we can keep track of that then.
That
And
sounds
the
great.
agency reports, okay.
All right. if there isn't anything else or no other questions, I thank everyone for joining the meeting this morning and appreciate you your participation as we continue to create safe streets for all. So as a reminder, the TCC meeting is on Thursday, so you can tune in on the Core MPO website. The agenda and everything is up there. Otherwise, be on the lookout for email from Asia about joining the RFP committee, and I will hopefully talk to everyone soon. Have a great rest of your week, and if you're unable to join us in December, happy early holidays.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Bye.